Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Our second interview here at Niagara Falls Comic Con here. The pleasure to meet the legendary Larry Hama. With me, as always, of course, is Jaesu. And Larry Hama, a legendary writer of G.I. Joe, Wolverine.
I'm not legendary, Phil.
Nacho the Clown. So. how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Very good, as a matter of fact.
Enjoying Niagara Falls so far?
Oh, yeah.
I know that you've been to a couple of shows in the area in the last few years. First time in Niagara Falls area, though. Anything that you're looking forward to seeing while you're here?
No.
No? Well, I just figured because there's...
Well, maybe I'd like to see... The last time I was here was 60 years ago.
Oh, really?
6 years old.
It's probably changed a little bit from then, yeah.
All I remember is, like, the boat and the...
The Bay of the Mist.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Lady of the Mist.
Do you ever get up to Niagara and the Lake? There's a lot of... Well, I know you've, you've got quite a military history yourself. Quite a bit of historical significance up there.
Have not been up there.
A lot of the War of 1812 battles were fought right along the Niagara River there. And, of course, here in Niagara Falls, Lundy's Lane is a famous spot. But,
Thank you.
Well, what are you drawing right now, actually? I was going to ask.
Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes, of course. Silent Master. You're currently doing the writing chores on IDW's continuation of the original the original continuity, I suppose.
Yeah, up to number 220.
Wow. That's what, from 155, 156, 155 and a half onwards, I suppose. So that's a pretty good run. Now, I actually remember you doing quite a few issues for the Devil's Due incarnation of G.I. Joe as well, about 10, 15 years ago, around then. What was that like?
What?
Any different? Well, I was just working from one studio from the next, the Marvel, Devil's Due, IDW.
Well, from where I stand, there's not an awful lot of difference.
No, you write what comes.
Well, it's also, it's a different mailing address. I mean, since I've always done everything from home,
But it must be nice to get back in the G.I. Joe seat after such a long period from, 1995 to, I guess, around 2003 or 4 when you picked up the pencil again and started writing Joe stories.
Well, yeah, but it's... I think the poet was wrong. You really can go home. And it is like home to me, so... And it's very easy for me
Hanging
to
out
do.
With your old friends.
What?
Hanging out with old friends.
Yeah, well, it's... Since I based so many of the characters on people I actually knew, it is like old friends.
Get together with the old war buddies at the Veterans Hall.
Yeah. And it's a lot easier for me than having to educate myself to a whole other continuity. But I've done that before.
That was one of the things I remember was something like Lady J was killed off in the Devil's Due continuity. And I remember that making quite a bit of waves.
Just ignore all that.
Exactly, yeah. Just do what you love, right?
Well, my feeling about the continuities is that you had to sort of pick and choose. And I decided to just stick with my own continuity and ignore everybody else's continuity.
Well, you did the entire run.
When I took over Wolverine, I read back through all the back issues, and I decided, well, what I liked was the Claremont, the Frank Miller, and the Barry Smith stuff.
The Weapon X, all great stuff.
I figured that's the canon for me. And I ignored everything else.
Well, as long as you stick to the basics and you don't do something crazy kill off the character.
Well, yeah.
That would be silly,
killing off Wolverine. It had never happened.
You are expected to do a lot of research.
Of course.
Stuff
you're playing in the sandbox, you got
to
know the rules.
You have to know. But I think it's more important to know the intrinsic core of the character. Basically the ethical core of the character,
the
rather than, choreography and basic know, everyday stuff. I'm not all that good on the trivia, you know, but
the details.
I think
for broad strokes,
I'm pretty good at glomming onto who the eternal character is, and that's what makes it tick. So,
well, that's what people love too. I mean, it's nice to switch it up every once in a while, shock the audience, I suppose. But a lot of the time, people want to just kick back, read one of their favorite stories with one of their favorite characters. Makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Helma.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.